Yesu yebazibwe nyabo Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Katuongere katonde ngaliza amanyi.
Let's add God a mighty hand clap.
Natumwebaza olwakaseera karungi katuwa.
As we thank you for the good time he gives us.
Ategeke tugwanire olwabuli mulimu omulungi.
That we be worthy for every good work.
Ekitiibwa n'ettendo tubimuddiza.
We give him glory and honor.
Muyinza w'ebintu byonna.
The Almighty God.
Kabaka w'abakabaka.
The King of Kings.
Mukama w'abakama.
The Lord of Lords.
Nantalimwa,
the one who never fails.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Atukora munno mulimu.
He is doing a work in us. Yes.
Dwakuba
because
ngira bwetwagambiddwa.
Just as we were told.
Okwete kateka kwenjiri mu bigere.
Preparation of the gospel in the field. Yes.
Abwetwagambiddokolachi.
As we were told.
Okwete kateka kwenjiri mu bigere.
Preparation of the gospel in the field.
Tucheta go kwete kateka oburunji.
You need to prepare ourselves well. Yes.
Mpoku guandika mkataba akiwalisako.
Write down that heading in that book you brought.
Tucha ino kuteka teka njiri mchi.
Still need to prepare the gospel in the faith.
Tugena jita amburi na mtutia.
How are we to move in it?
Ila tugena jita ambuza tutia.
And how are we to move to take it out?
Tugenda kutambulia tutia mungiri.
How are we to move in the gospel?
Ila tugena jita ambuza tutia mungiri. Mukanisa ne musi
how are we to spread it in the church and in the entire world? Yes.
Many buli wensuma be face sure yo mukaga.
When the time I read Ephesians chapter 6.
Verse 17. Rungambe ekigambe ekyewunyisa.
Tells me an amazing word.
Nisigalanga nchiruuza konyo.
I've been thinking about it a lot. Yes.
Nawe chiruuzi konyo.
You to think about it.
Erogambe banayi.
And you say,
nyiza kukola antianzi.
What can I do?
Abefeso esula eyo mukaga. Abefeso esula eyo mukaga n'olunyiriri olw'15.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15.
Eranga munanise mbigere okweteekateeka okw'enjiri ey'emirembe.
And your feet sought with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yes.
Ebigere bino.
These feet.
Befeso esula eno
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15. Preparation of gospel in the
faith.
And we've closed very well. You've closed it very well. Preparation of the gospel in the faith.
It
means you yourself have to first move within it. As a person wears their shoes very well at home and they walk with them. But out where they go, they see the state they are in and they even love them. And them still say, me too, I want a shoe like that one. I want shoes like those. How can you cause them
okubanga bagara enjiri eyo
that they love that gospel
gwejo tambuliramu
that you are moving by?
Yes, yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus much.
Waliwo okweteekateeka kwenjiri mu bigere.
A preparation of the gospel in the faith.
Kati tabu jetu singanye mukankano.
Trouble we've met at this time.
Tugambiddwa tuli mu kisaawe.
We've been told we are in the field.
Naye ate abamu tubadde tubuulira.
Some as we are preaching.
Tubuulidde nga abali mu nyumba.
We preached as if we are in the house. Yes. It means this preparation,
kucheta agisa,
it's still needed.
Kubanga guafurumye mu campaign revival.
Move out in campaign revival.
And restoration of all things.
Restoration of all things.
Guafurumanga chikutute.
If you move out, it's what is taking you.
And
you ask them the minister who is before us, who is he?
Then you
say, now you two.
Okay, echo chafu wano mu nyumba.
That is for us here in the house.
Na yetu ino furuma.
But we have to move out.
Binji ebibaddewo birungi.
There are many things that have happened, they are good.
Singa tuwebwayo kudakika 15 kwa 3.
If I give it 15 to 30 minutes.
Buli omu nabanga asumuluddeko akaseera.
Each one has at least opened for some time.
Kubaba yakagulawo.
But they have just opened up.
Ate ne tuggalawo.
And then we close.
Aha. N'okumulekawo atunnyonnyole.
And to leave them there to explain to us.
Kakubeeri gye bisemba nga
amazina at the end when they are finished.
Kubanga ono atuchaziza.
Because the one who has hosted us.
Bishop abera atukulembedde.
The bishop who has led us.
Buluwayogera mu message yoli.
Anytime is
tutabuka.
Message of the other we get stirred up.
Tutabuka kwigamba.
We get wild.
We get confusion then. But what I would do in the midst there, each one we are going to preach with an interpreter and they want to read the Bible, you're going to meet the bishops. Register yourselves.
No,
on this day we have these two. Have two groups. We give them 30 minutes.
30
minutes, that is 1 hour. Means
we're
going to change and we begin exactly at the 10th hour, not the
11th
hour.
Now preach,
and I want to preach to see how you've stood.
At
10th hour be in this place for those preachers would have begun. Yes.
Okay. And those are Bishop Mbaman.
You know the bishops? Let's use the deacons, those you know.
Yes.
You go to deacons, register with those that you agreed with that you're going to minister. I want three.
Aburira,
the preacher, interpreter, Bible reader. See, the dear is not one to read for you where you will be going. And I want the interpreter to have an English Bible. Yes.
Wow.
When the reader reads, even this reads English. Maybe you want to be given pulpits. They be down there your pulpits. We shall put them there. And your Bible reader, they get their seats.
Thirty
minutes each. Begin to know how you're going to minister.
And
nowhere you're going, they don't need much, they need a summary.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
When they repeat Ephesians 6 verse 15, he says like this. Ephesians chapter
6
verse
15.
And your feet swelled with the preparation of gospel of peace. Verse
16.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked ones. Verse
17.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. All those we shall handle them. But the main thing, preparation of the gospel in the faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know where the gospel you prepare, there is that which is of the house. Also there is that of the field. In the field. The one of the house, it might be a house which got corrupted. We speak of religions, beliefs, and the false salvation.
And
the house still, they can call you in a certain synagogue, in a certain ministry. How do you minister there too? We still speak of the house.
It's
where we speak, move, and we go in the field. In the world, we pass through the roads. We go camp places. Every marketplace. Every center. How are you going to speak there?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse
9,
it says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter
3,
verse
9.
For we are laborers together with God. You are God's field. You are God's building. Yes.
Katonda.
God. tuli bakozi banne.
We are laborers together with him. What you have to understand first. That when you go out there, what
they
first understand that you work with God and God the only wise.
Take
you to have things and they are of wisdom indeed. And they are on the wisdom of God. You work with God and the only wise God, and they expect you. All things you're going to speak, they are in the wisdom of the only living God, the wisdom in the word of God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
God tell us is the only wise God. And when he chooses the foolish of the world, after getting them, he gives them wisdom. Praise Jesus
Christ.
And wisdom is in the words. I may not read scriptures a lot there. Yes.
But
the first main thing in that point, you are a laborer together with God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in the verse
1,
say, as we co-workers together with God, that grace cannot receive it in vain. Now you do like this. First Corinthians chapter 3 and the verse
9.
God, we are his fellow laborers. Praise Jesus much. As we are laborers together with God, that is the only wise God. Praise Jesus much. You cannot deceive me, you're going to work with him when you are not wise. And are you to do to get his wisdom? As you get wisdom in the word, that is another line we have to explain. But before we go in that line, where we've gone, they say we work in the house, even in the field. In the field. Yes. We are fellow laborers. This house, it's the house of God. It is the church of God. The holy ones of God. The body of Christ. Praise Jesus much. I want you to break down there. The house in which we work, it is the house of God. The holy church of God. The holy ones of God. The body of Christ. In the entire world. But in the house which is like that, you think what would you have preached there? The first
point,
your first point you have to get, we work in the house with God. This house, it's the holy church of God. Means when I find it not holy in the points where it's not holy, it's where I will handle. For they are the holy ones of God. Where are they not right where it needs revival?
When rich
have to hearken to God's spot, what is there? For it's the body of Christ. But is it working or not working? We see it's not profiting. People who corrupted the world is finishing. Can get their weak points as we work in the house. Know that this body is in the entire world. Let me hope you broken down well. We work with God in the house. The house of God, the holy church of God, the holy ones of God, the body of Christ in the entire world. But these ones, what are we going to preach to them?
Praise Jesus
much.
We first understand it's the house of God. Yes.
But
this house of God, do they know themselves they are the house of God? You reach there and the buildings, they are what they call house of God. And you have to remind them that that is the synagogue. This is the house of God. You have to be like this and that. You move next. That is the Holy Church of God. Comes with that Paul Marenkal.
They
are filled with fun things. Rich, they are his holy ones. Everything is messed up. They are not holy. Just as they are spoken about. Praise Jesus.
Anytime
you go, the gospel is of the house. First, look to all that was required of us to teach them. They entered in the house. According to Matthew, chapter 28, verse 18.
Let's
start from verse
19.
To enter verse 20. He says like this. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse
20.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus much. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Can rich say they were baptized to enter in Christ? It is the body of Christ. But did they enter when they are disciples?
With
first reaching the house, you go to see those meant to be disciples. They are not told. Yet they entered. And in the target which is there, they are called the house. The house of God. The temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Church of God. The Holy Ones of God. The body of Christ.
And
they were baptized, they entered.
Yet,
when the baptism you find it was wrong. There are many things, problems in the house.
Yes, you have
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Now what happens is this. Because they might have entered and did not disciples. The way they entered. The way they baptized them to enter. It is not rightful. The other when they reached.
Commands
say they have to be taught all that God commanded us. You see, they are not disciples indeed. And they have not been taught all. Now when we go in the house. The house of God. The house of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Church of God. The Holy Ones of God in the world. The body of Christ all over the world. We go back first, look.
Yes,
when they enter this body, how did they enter? They must be disciples. And they had to have that the initial things which make them disciples, foundation of gospel salvation, and they know them. You reach there, and the whole foundations when you check them, and they are not there.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Anytime I read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 up to 2, first foundation make a person a disciple. Then we teach them the exceeding things. Yes. You first read and you see. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1.
Kale tuleko kugira kubigambe byolubereberi ebya Kristo. tuyitirire okutuuka mu bukulu obutateekawo musingi gwa kubiri kwe kwenenya ebikolwa ebifu n'okukkiriza eri Katonda.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Verse 2.
Okuyigiriza okw'okubatiza, n'okuteekako emikono, n'okuzuukira kw'abafu, n'omusango ogutaggwaawo.
Of the doctrine of baptism, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Verse 3. And this we will do if God permits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
When you look
Hebrews chapter 6 verse
1.
They do not differ much with Matthew 28 verse 19. Up to 20. Because verse 19 says, make all nations disciples, baptize them in the name of Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the first 20 says, teach them all I commanded. But Hebrews say,
we
want to move on to maturity. What takes us to maturity?
It's
teaching all the other he commanded us. What makes us disciples? Loving these foundations. Have you seen
one
that?
One more step, Billy.
There are two steps in the Church of Salvation.
What was step you fuko mu
yigirizwa? There is a step of becoming a disciple.
Nga otegedde
misingi. And you've understood foundations of salvation.
Ufuko mu yigirizwa.
You become a disciple.
Oli okubatizwa.
And then you get baptized.
Ogendo tuka bambi misingi jino.
And these foundations.
Omusingi ogwo kukiriza eri Katonda.
Foundation of faith towards God.
Manangi simunywe
vutamani. And it's not strengthened.
Nokukirizwa bakuva mu
kuulira. And they know with a faith come from hearing.
Iyo bayawulira story bayawulira
kisimani. That story is what they hear.
Ogendo ulira bambi bakiriza ne bistori.
They believe the stories that they went to heaven, they died.
Muguna sanga yo buyombo
okatege. They found slum scratchers. And you know this foundation of faith towards God is dead. You spot out.
Let me
tell you, when you reach the house, you can understand. If you've been prepared well,
like
me as the Holy Spirit prepared me, you are agile against that.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. You
are
agile. What did you connect these verses? Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 and 20. Even Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 to 3. You understand that Matthew chapter 9:28 verse 19, to become a disciple, there are principal things you first be taught, that's of salvation. Before you are baptized, and those foundations, you know them. Faith towards God. Faith towards God. Repentance from dead works. Doctrine of baptisms.
Three.
Uh-huh. Resurrection of the dead. Laying on of hands.
An
eternal judgment. And those you know them very well. Those are what make you a disciple. And then you are baptized. That's why you say, God, make all nations disciples. And then baptize them. All foundations, even baptism, understood it well. Understood faith towards God. Repent toward the works. Baptism. Resurrection of the dead. Laying on of hands.
An
eternal judgment. Those are disciples then. Who has ever baptized disciples?
You
have been baptizing people just you found on the way, on the roads.
So
born again, the fight they do not understand.
balwanyisibwa mu kulwana okw'ekitalo.
They are fought with great fight.
Bayingira battle ne bayingira mu makubo amakyamu.
Battle ground through the wrong ways.
Ne balumba Lucifer.
And they attacked Lucifer.
Nga tebatrainingiddwa.
When they have not been trained.
Ne bakubatiza Satan n'agamba akoze
ki? They have done what?
Bamubatiza.
They have baptized this person.
Azuki
de. They have raised up again.
They
have gone from the dead.
I have to do
all possible that they die again.
And they
will have a name of being alive. Yet they are dead.
Because
don't know you got born. What is that? I got what from it? They put, it must be in water.
Yes,
problem there.
You
when you reach the house, that of God, the house, temple of Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the Holy Ones of God, the body of Christ all over the world. What you first know is this. The gospel of this house has to be another. What I first go by is to look. How did they enter into this house? According to Matthew 28 verse 19, they were meant to be disciples
before
they entered in there, before they are baptized to enter. But what were they meant to know?
That
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 and 2, it tells me
there are foundations
they were made to first plant and be rooted in it, that they do not fall. Have you understood me well? There are foundations they have. They had to hold, had to be taught a faith towards God. And this faith towards God, how is it? They had to know. Hebrews chapter 11, the verse 6.
That's
impossible to be blessed without faith.
For
he who come towards God,
once
they believe is present there,
and
is the rewarder
unto
those who seek him.
Hey,
yes.
Believe
is there. That is one. The other,
I
have to seek him, give me a reward. Yes. Now I'm in the foundations, rooting deep in him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
faith
towards God, I've not begun seeking
him.
What am I to do? Romans.
Hebrews
11 verse
6.
You can write it down. Romans 10 verse
17.
Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. It means
this
foundation of faith towards God. And I've understood. Hebrews
11
verse 6. I cannot please him without faith.
Belief
is there.
If
I'm to come to him,
you
have to believe how? Romans 10 verse 17.
Say,
I have to have heard his word. Not stories.
Means
this one plants an amazing foundation. My God cannot be pleased. Cannot
set
me in the presence when I have not faith. Come from hearing his word. I'm here stories. And they heard stories. I met the grandfather is a Catholic. Which I become Catholic. I found them Protestants. I became a Protestant. I found them the Adventists. I met them the Muslims.
And
how did you believe me? Have you seen there? And after he tells me,
they won't
believe me, yes.
You
have to believe me with your heart. No, like,
I don't know, Musigire.
Omuyima.
Omuyimo.
That one.
Confessor.
The confessor. Yes.
You,
with your heart, not you've met your grandfather. That is how he is. Yes. Romans 10 verse 10 says,
the person
believe with his heart, not with their grandfather, not with their father, not my mother. Must have heard yourself, must have believed as you. With your heart,
So siga mtu olwakuzala.
Not that when they begot you got saved.
Kubanga washingana tuli
baloko. For you found us we are born again.
We
have to believe you believe with you your heart.
We
get saved as you.
Yes, we
praise Amen. Jesus much. And we have to tell you, James chapter 2, verse 26, faith without works, it is dead.
It's
everything you believe will read in the word of God, you believe with your heart, you have to put it in action. And we know that. The first part of foundation, faith towards God,
we
summarize this like that. It's the part that seek him, give you a reward. Of eternal life, if in his goodness. Now you child, you believed God. Have you heard? Come from hearing the word. Be in the action.
Remain
seeking him how all your days. Give you the reward of eternal life and his goodness.
Aha.
Yes. And we go back. Now I'm an evangelist today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We study some other, we don't read there. That is an evangelist.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I'm going to seek him out. He charged me. Proverbs 8 verse 17. He loved those who love him. Those who diligently seek him, they seek him.
Love me.
He wants me to show him the love as I seek him. When I show him that love as I seek him, he
gives
me the reward he promised me
of
eternal life and his goodness. How and where am I going to seek him? Is he on the mountains? Is he in the valleys? That no. Isaiah
34:16
said, I seek in the book of the Lord. Yes. I seek in the book of the Lord. Means I prepare this ship become a disciple
enter
the body of Christ.
Many
within it they pass in the shortcuts. I teach them even how to seek God.
Lest
one day find them on the mountains and they
are
there seeking God both in the valleys. Those foundation died. But I told you, speak them to the entire world. Because you persuaded God that he can tell you this. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
I train him that you, God is not sought in the mountains.
So
you
have
give you an eternal life. And he gives his goodness because he rewards those who seek him. First belief come toward him. Second step to seeking him. But where? Seeking is what proves you love him. You first loved that person.
And
moved on to seek them. Have you seen that? It has those ways.
Me have hidden.
If you love me, seek for me.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus much. But how are you going to seek for him?
That
Isaiah 34 verse 16
is saying,
I seek in the book of the Lord, I read. None will lack its mate, for his mouth spoke and his spirit gathered.
Means
in his hiding, spoke still where he is. Yes.
And
if you don't read his words, you never discover him. Have you ever played that game, hide and seek?
But
when a person hides, we told them you have won.
Yes,
and they said, yes, I'm here. They reveal where they have hidden. God has that way. After he directed us where he's hidden himself. Yes. And he tells you, Jeremiah 29, verse 10 downwards, when you will seek me, you will see me, when you will search me with all your hearts,
And I'll give you a better end than
beginning.
Yes, the real world. Jeremiah 29, from verse 3 to 12. You see for him after, because you got to be God said, time to search him with all your heart.
It's
a better end than beginning you got saved.
I know
he has eternal life
and
goodness he wants to give you.
But when
trouble has been, territory God has put us, he put us there to seek him. Acts 17, 23-29. But when trouble has been, foundations in the church, they are all dead.
Not,
when I reach in the house of God, I just look and I say, of course, understand everything is dead. Then I see faith towards God is dead. I can decide to handle that in all wisdom, the word in all ways, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, or of counsel, those two we shall learn them. How do you head in those ways? Those in the house, they know they are well off, and they speak, those in the world get saved. Are we together? We reach the second foundation. Repentance from dead works. Man. Now, dead works began when? All sinned in Adam. And they died in Adam. Now, go to the foundation of repentance from dead works. When did we sin? How come I've not stolen before? I've not got nangered of every person. How does it say they have been humbled? Why do we all repent to the dead works? It's one they don't even know. Praise Jesus, man. That foundation was not explained well. In the first Corinthians chapter
15,
verse 20, 1-22, he says like this.
First Corinthians chapter
15, verse
21.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. Verse
21.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Verse
22.
For as in Adam all die, even so in the Christ all shall be made alive. Yes. When you say repent from dead works, they are what brought death. Yet works which brought death, it is sin. It is what? Because when you read Romans 6 verse 23, he says like
this.
Romans chapter 6 verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. When you look, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, we have repentance from dead works. What did dead works come? Works of death, how were they? Now, 1 Corinthians, 15, verse 20-22,
it
say we all sinned in Adam, and we entered into death, entered into the dead works.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. But how did death come to be?
Then
we've gone back to Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. It means want to go into get knowing this sin, then we repent very well. Those dead works which followed. After we died, there are acts which followed. Stealing, adultery, murderings and robbings.
But
when we enter that death, everyone born, acts of death follow them.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. You know, acts of a dead body, smelling,
there
are acts of evil feels which follow, and they are not worthy being the people.
Huh?
Opening, protrude the eyes. Laughing out their tooth. Mocking with their fingers and their stiffened
labor.
Flying down flat. You know, acts of the dead body. Dead body have acts which are very dead. Now you, why do all that acts for the sin which happened and we entered in death and
we
began acts of death? That's called the dead works, the acts and the works of the dead body. What's more dangerous is the smelling, works of bad manners and behaviors, rotten ones, and they call them bad manners. Yes, very bad, rotten. Fornication, violence, foolishness. You know, when you fornicate, you reach, you smell fornication. That's why church is fighting. I want to stop fornicating. Yet they are still dead because of sin.
No.
Dead works don't lose, leave them. You find them jarring.
Dead
body find it.
It's
smoking with the mouth. Until you cover that mouth. Open those eyes like that. And you cover them up. We order it there. You find it mocking with stiffened fingers. And the neck is stiffened. That's why we order it when it's dead flesh. It's not yet cold.
Now you
know where the cold dead works? How they are?
It's
a born again contentious smells. They are mocking pointing fingers. Who is stiffened? Stubbornness there. But how did those come? We have to explain to the person. How did it come about? That in Genesis chapter 2, verse 50-17, God created man in the garden.
He
gave him commands. Say, when you break them, you will surely die. And immediately, have to bring in Romans.
That
we in Adam, we all sin. And we enter the in death. But which kind of death? That we lost the heavenly body. We given the body of death. Which involves lasting. All lastings of the entire world of evil. And there we say, let's go to the foundation of baptism. We are first to be born again. We're going to raise you up.
Those
things were made important.
That
can't explain one by one as today. That's why God told us concerning those issues. They need to be studied
at
a general church in the entire world on television and radio. Its foundations are all dead. Born again pass through problems. Many they fight with what they don't understand. But foundation upon they were planted, they are not strengthened. Them who don't know it, them.
Don't
what's dead works, it came how? Why do I commit those dead works? Am I dead? How did I die?
Kubanga mukwene nye chibi.
In repentance
choka.
Only sin.
Muna unyizo ukulemelelu.
You may fail.
Osoboro ukulemelelu.
You can fail.
Kubanga chibi.
For sin.
Charity viku webifu.
It brought dead works.
Viku webie mirambu.
Acts of the dead body.
Wewenzi nobu guagua.
Fornication and violence.
Kubanga chibi chetu wako la musikuna chocheta.
Sin committed in the garden, it needs to be understood.
Just why gala kufuka katona.
Just we wanted to become God. Because Satan told us, when we eat of the tree we shall be as God. If we failed, we want to be as God.
Satan
himself began those things of becoming God and entered it in us.
There are
notes, wrong notes in the midst there that we had sex that God had refused us. Now today when we get saved, why do we do it again? One who repent cannot resume do the thing they repented of. Now what we spoken there? Others say we ate an apple.
Yet it
came back these days we eat them.
It's born
again the foundation moved in the house. They're all dead. They are in the body of death. They do of works of death. It's the only way.
That's
on the third foundation of baptism.
Why is
the foundation of baptism? When they were creating him. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 2. Verse
6
up to 7. It first rained upon the earth. The mist rose out and God formed man with the dust of this earth.
And
man became a living soul.
Given
a heavenly body, not the flesh and blood. Now it means, you've written Genesis, let's read it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6.
But
there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse
7.
And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes. In this time, when the mist rose out, it rained upon the earth. And there appeared rivers. God formed man with the dust of this earth. It's the body he gave him. Called the living soul. Not called this body we have the one of death. This came after we sinned. For after we sinned,
it's
that we see in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans 6, verse 23. Because the wage of sin, it is death. After wage of death appear to be death, then Romans chapter 7, verse 23-24, we are given the body of death, which we are in today. Means we lost the heavenly body. Have you understood me well?
We were.
Yes. That's why our Lord, when he reached in this world, Matthew 21:22, he said, let the dead go bury their own dead. Let's read there, we see. Matthew chapter 8, verse 21. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. Verse 22. And Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. Yes.
Lord Jesus
Christ in the world, they said, you don't know that you died.
But
first in our creation, after rivers have risen up,
we give
them bodies called the living soul, and bodies are of heaven, and they can be on this world even in heaven. But in dying, because of sin, sin above we committed in Adam, we entered in death. When they call entering death, we are given the body of death.
Jesus
reached the world in new, though you are walking, you have a name of being alive, yet you are dead because of the body of death. What he had to do,
it
says John chapter 3, verse 3, to enter verse 6. John chapter 3, from verse 3 to enter verse 6.
Say,
now you're going to get born again. You have ever been born before. What told him?
Nicodemus
told him, are we going back in our mother's womb? We get born?
He
said not.
When
I speak of being born again, the word born again means
you've
ever been born before. Yet you died. Now you need you be born again.
Am I going
to my mother's womb? He said no. That was both birthed in the body of death.
You
be birthed in the first body. You were born of spirit and water. You have to get born again, spirit and water. Then how were they? For in the Genesis 2, verse 6 to 7, the mist rose up.
It
rained upon the earth.
And
God formed man, the outward man.
When
we heard it, called the living soul, the heavenly body. When we sinned, it was removed from us, given the body of death. Getting born again, be born just as it was before, just as it was in the beginning. In the beginning, formed him with water, he breathed in him the breath of life, yet it is the spirit.
But
what is said to us, the spirit is what gives life. All those were at the beginning.
We
be born the second time. Man, these foundations, they are to be revived, even to be restored.
Of course,
they need to be first restored, and then they be revived in our lives.
But
you cannot revive what is not there. Now baptism ends up saying
we
enter the foundation of the fourth of resurrection of the dead.
We
enter foundation of resurrection
of the dead.
All these dead died in Adam. See one even in the church. You don't know how he died. You don't know whether he rose up, whether not.
What the
dead bodies and the living? Have you seen?
Yet,
the church, of course, that called the house of God. You can see in there many things which are not clear.
Just
nations alone before you handle
things,
that of maturity.
Man.
Now when we go
in
foundation of resurrection of the dead, as part 1 and 2, there is resurrection where we get through baptism. Yes, that one we've left. Resurrection of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ comes with the holy ones in heaven. Even the sinners come from hell as we go on judgment. Now resurrection of the dead, when we baptize together with Christ, we enter in his death, enter in his resurrection.
kati waluna abazukira
those who rose up
baminga tumanyi bazukira
abati how they rose out
kati bahambi bali
mukana now they are in the church
bayingira no munyumba ya mukama
that's in the house of God
oba bayita mpala panya
maybe they pass the shortcut
hallelujah
hallelujah
kati somi barumi wanatulabe
let's read in the Romans we see Romans chapter 6
Abarumi esura eyo mukaga nolunyiryo lusoka
Romans chapter 6 from verse 1
Kale tunayogera tutya tunyikirirengo kole ekibi ekisache yongerenga
What shall we say then shall we continue in sin that grace may abound
Olunyoro kubiri
verse 2
Chitalo abafa ku kibi tunaberanga tutya balamu muchona te
God forbid How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer in it? Verse 3.
Obate mumanyi nga fefena ababatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo Yesu nga twabatizibwa kuyingira mu kufa kwe.
Know you not that so many of us as we baptized into Christ Jesus we are baptized into his death?
Olaba obatizibwa.
You see how you get baptized?
Wala kuzika.
We take you burying you.
Ono omuntu yafedda mu Adamu.
This person who died in Adam.
We
take bury him. And when we reach there, you come, teacher. Yes. Put the Bible there. We reach there. We hold it there.
In the
congregation.
Ngatumuzika.
We bury him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Raise up again. Baptize him in death.
Oh,
Jesus rose up. We restore him back to life. Then what is in the midst there? We have to. Now look to religions. They bring the cup, a bowel.
Baptize
in the name of the Father.
Omwana,
Son.
Omoyo
and the Holy Spirit.
Bichibi.
What is that then? Do you get a forehead that they put a drop of water there? You see two things. Out there murdering people's lives. Now what God took them in the pool? You don't know the meaning?
They
them in the rivers, they don't know the meaning? Just in the house of salvation. Anytime we are hold, I know there. You have to know there. When you enter this foundation, you say, my God. Let's see the verse 4.
Abalumi esuri yomukaga nolunyiriri olwokuna
Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
Kituava tuzikibwa awamu naye mukubatizibwa okuyingira mukufa. Nga Kristo bayazukizwa mu bafu olw'ekitiibwa kya kitaawe bwekyo naffe tutambulirenga mu bulamu obujja
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death that just as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father even so we also should walk in newness of life Yes
Usubura kwa tugwa ndi bwetu abatizibwa.
When we got baptized in his death.
Already tuafira damu Adam katinge mirambo jisi.
Died in Adam and the dead bodies.
Katinga tuinozukira.
We buried and was to rise up.
Eranga tunotambula mbulamu obutizibwa obujja.
In the life new renewed.
Omuntu wedda.
The out the old man and the work of death.
Obwenzi.
Fornication.
Obugwagwa.
Foolishness.
Mutumbavu.
And the things like that. He left all those.
You
see, you remained in those things. Did you raise up indeed?
Never
knew what moved on that day. You never knew. Just they baptized you there.
Have
you saved here, man? Let's go baptize you. My God. And church never held any strength. They have no foundation.
Satan
shakes something hanging in space. You know to think you built a house.
Here
you build these houses of the young children of sticks. When the rainfall comes with the floods and it sweeps the whole of it. Salvation with demons.
Now, foundation of the born again, they're not strengthened. They're in the synagogues. They are shaking them. And you know, this is not built well. Let's read the verse. 5.
Abaromi esule yomukaga noru nyiriri olokutano.
Romans chapter 6 verse 5.
Kuba nti kuba obanga twagatibwa wamu naye mu kifaananyi ky'okufa kwe. Era tuligattibwa ne mu kifaananyi ky'okuzuukira kwe.
For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Olinyolo omukaga.
Verse 6.
Bwetumanya kino ng'omuntu waffe owedda yakomerera wamu naye, omubiri ogw'ekibi gulyoke gujjibwewo.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that we should no longer serve sin. But they happened there. Many born again never knows them. When you reach in the church of God,
because
you can see that these foundations, they were meant to be, we once enter you in the church. But when you reach in the world, still we preach them out there. Yes. Can preach to people onto faith towards God. Repent from that
works.
Enter here for one who entered in the church. They never knew them. Now you were baptized, dying together with Christ, and you rose up with him. But you think you rose up with what? First Corinthians 15, from verse 34, what is sowed is not what comes back. What we put in the ground body, the what comes back.
It
comes back with new bodies, flesh, new bodies, and new many other seeds of goodness. Now you
have
rose up, you came back with what?
You
are not to be given another body. You live, let's see.
Abakolinse kisoke sura ya 15 n'olunyiriri wa 35.
First Corinthians 15 verse 35.
Naye omuntu aliyogera nti abafu bali jabafu bazokizibwa batya era mubiri ki gwe bajja nagwo.
But some man will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Yes.
Kakati baba bazikwa
tuzu. If they are parents
netuzuki.
And we raise up. We come back with which body? Now you want to raise up.
Where you
toward the other body which you lost. In Adam and the twinkle of an eye, they saw themselves in another body. It was taken from them in a twinkle of an eye. They gave them body of death into today. But we are not in detail now. Telling you how you prepared the gospel. Preparation of the gospel in the feet. Which will preach in the house, the house of God, house of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church of God, the Holy Ones of God, the body of Christ. Praise Jesus much. When I'm buried, you come back with which body? But all goes born again. I'm supposed to. Why did you not begin one with one per one like that? Praise Jesus much. Holy Spirit is one who knows the food you needed.
Me
too, I have to prove I know the food you need in their season. That of the word of God.
These,
you are not able to bear them immediately there. But right now you can.
Because
when he first feeds you with milk,
because
you're not worthy of food of the mature. Let's first finish here.
Abakolinse kisoka esule ye 15 n'olunyiriri wa 36.
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 36.
Musiru sirugwe josiga tebanamu wabulangefa.
You fool, that which you sow is
not made alive except it die? Yes.
Musiru siru.
You fool.
When
you sow seeds,
what
you sow, does it not just first die there? Even rots there.
The
we baptize the death of Christ. There we're going to bury it. Have to come back with another.
If
you've clothed two bodies now, the body of life is swallowed this which dies. But all those born again does not know them. After they are baptized, they come back, they say, understand me, Nakamate. Me. The one he has come back with Kagwa should not come back.
Paul
pierces us with thorns. You can't bear the thorns. That's why we changed name everything. You become a new creation. New creation should not have the old names. There are many things you have to happen there.
It's
rising men of the children of God. You are the thorny names. The thorns. The muchivi. They don't get out of sin. You don't live sin. The other is
wampi.
They all slap every time they're slapping.
Yes,
They slap. The slaps are nearer them. And others, you know. Another is mutete nkanya. They are craft. They were cunning.
Many
things come back in.
I came
doing them at these smaller levels. That we can reach international. And I know.
We're about
to move.
Register
the names God has given
you.
You've never been in the world. You have just arrived in the world. Even the phone lights. Because those of Google have a record on you. Everything you downloaded with a foolishness in the times of foolishness. You come and preach righteousness. They display your old record. Yes. What are we going to into?
We are the new generation. Tuli
mulembo moja. We've never been on this one. We are a new fresh with here.
Anina.
But these things you see there, the foundations of salvation, I don't know what happened. Satan, ever he first uprooted,
revival
restoration of all things.
No,
there is a great work. Just saw those foundations in the church. Let's finish here, you see.
Abakolise kisoka esule ye 15 no lunyirire wasatumo musambu.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 37.
Ti nejosiga tosiga mubiri oguliba wabula mpeke njerere mpozi yangano obayangiri ndala.
In that which you sow not that body that shall be, but bear a grain, it may be chance be wheat or of some other grain. Have you seen? We saw those of the white Westerns, the blacks, the Indians. We saw all of them. Yes. We need to be given a body from heaven. Let us see.
1
Corinthians 15 verse 38. But God gives it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed its own body. Verse
49.
All flesh is not the same body, but there is one kind of
There is one kind of flesh of men, another of beasts, another of fish, and of birds. Verse
40.
And there are heavenly bodies and the earthly bodies. Yes.
That's
been of the world, even of heaven. But
2
Corinthians chapter 5, the verse 1 up to 4. We in this body of death, when we enter in baptism, we
yearn
to be given a body from heaven. Because for our faith towards God who raised us, we believe He raised up us to be given another body.
In the
baptism, there are many things. There is the coming down of the Holy Spirit according to Matthew chapter 3,
start
from verse 15 to 17. And the Spirit comes down. That Spirit brings many things.
It
brings the body from heaven.
It
brings gifts and callings.
Opens
up your relationship between you and God. And it's new. Doesn't need in all the old. But the old man, we've taken him away. We shall start them in the fullness. But in this resurrection, Bible speaks of Revelation
20,
that blessed is you who has entered the first resurrection. First resurrection,
baptized,
died together with the Lord Jesus, and be raised up, be given heavenly body, all spiritual gifts, and we open our relation with God, we begin to serve Him,
till
we shall unclothe this, and
ready
be found clothed. Have you seen there? Let us hear. Revelation chapter 20, verse 5.
Abafu abalala tebaba balamu okutusemya kalukumi rejagwa. Kuno kwe kuzukiro kolubiriye.
But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Verse
6.
Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. Yes.
There
is the first resurrection. This is one we are baptized, died together with Jesus, raised up with Him, be given the body of heaven, be given spiritual gifts, open up a relation with God, begin communicate, speak with Him. After Christ was baptized, and He rose up, and the Spirit get down upon Him. The Father spoke, say, Him, my son. Good news, that is my son. You listen to Him.
And
He sent you in nations. There is the first resurrection. The second resurrection, it too is there. And in the second resurrection, the holy ones we unclothed here go in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. We are going to come back here. We shall come back with the Lord Jesus, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 14 up to 17. We shall come back in the second resurrection. Now, even those in hell, they will come back here in the second resurrection. Because in Daniel chapter 10, there is to raise up for judgment. Yes. They raise up for shame. Then we go to judgment. That's why the foundation
is
called eternal judgment. I see. Yet
you
have passed in the summary. Yet you have understood. Haven't you understood?
Kati ulabye tabu we.
How is it trouble where it is?
Bwona yengira mu nyumba.
Oina
message nyingi.
Have many messages.
Simanyo baba na.
Don't know.
Kama obaya tikuru kumanya kwe konana agamba.
All knowledge say.
Na antikanga gaba twalira abana bange.
Say talk to my children.
Babere ne mere yebura mu tagwao.
Bagabire
nyumba yange.
Supply to my house.
Kanisa.
That is
the
supply to the world.
Because
many things in perfect knowledge. Now we go to the eternal judgment.
This
eternal judgment, it has two portions. It is, there is involving that of denying Jesus. That is the first. The second, of the day of the Lord Jesus. Be cast in the lake of fire. Go in the world, explain eternal judgment.
What
is watched of the night, Jesus? You come run.
Here
is the point where I had to enter in salvation.
We become
disciples then. We get baptized. We enter. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we enter in the body of Christ. Enter in the house of God.
There
were no more strangers and aliens. But those who entered, what happened to you? Man,
I'm
no American visa. You are in America. Where did you pass? Born again. Ask your brethren, you. Where did you pass? To enter in Christ Jesus.
You're
planted on which foundation? Which foundation were you planted on? The main foundation is Christ. But other foundations which follow.
Because
the house has a main foundation which makes its
way angles.
Inside there are other foundations. Just as a builder, you have to know that. Now the eternal judgment. Hebrews 6, I enjoy it. Verse 1 to 3. There is eternal judgment. Eternal judgment is of two parts.
There
is the first.
Denying
the Son of God. Jesus Christ. When you deny him, you
have
already condemned. Now the second judgment. The second judgment of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
When
we are judge sinners, be cast in the lake of fire. That we shall not even plead with you.
This night,
Jesus would have been condemned. Those we're going to be. This I was in Jesus. After, you know, we are Catholics. We are Protestants.
We are
Adventists. We are Muslims. We
call
him Isa Messiah.
Those
we shall sit to see. With the sorcerers. The sorcerers are in those who deny him. They are not beyond that. These who in Christ, they are in the second judgment. The other were already condemned. According to John chapter
3,
verse
16 to 18.
If you don't believe him, you're already condemned.
Judgment,
spiritual world, the world does not
know. Eternal
judgment of denying Jesus. Eternal.
If you deny
him when you're hungry.
Even
those in the world you rebel. Eternal judgment. It will be eternal. And is put there whoever denied Jesus. Or who denied him.
Those
who believed and denied him after. This is judgment. Let's read we hear.
Yokana esuri yokusatu nolunyiriri olw'ekkumi
n'omukaaga. John chapter 3 verse 16.
Kubanga Katonda bwe yayagala abantu bw'ati n'okuwayo n'awayo omwana we eyazaalibwa omu yekka buli muntu yenna amukkiriza aleme okubula naye abeere n'obulamu obutaggwaawo.
For God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17.
Kubanga Katonda tiyatuma mwana we munsi okusalira ensi omusango, naye ensi erokokere ku ye.
For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should through him may be saved. Verse 18.
Amukiriza tegumusinga, atamukiriza gumaze okumusinga, kubanga takiriza linnya lya mwana eyazaalibwa omu yekka owa Katonda.
He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not in is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Have you heard well?
Amukiriza,
one who believes him is not condemned.
Atamukiriza,
one who never believe him is already condemned.
He's
never believed the Son of Jesus. It's a judgment. And in the foundation of salvation,
did
you enter into Christ Jesus? And you don't
deny
him, for it's a great case. And the next verse says, John chapter 3, verse 19.
Kubanga omusana guzze mu nsi, abantu ne baagala enzikiza okukira omusana, kubanga ebikolwa byabwe byali bibi.
And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Olinyo lwabiri.
Verse 20.
Kubanga buli muntu yenna akola ebitasaana akyawa omusana, so tajja eri omusana, ebikolwa bye bireme okunenyezebwa.
For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed.
He,
yes.
All
those refuse to come to Jesus, even to commit themselves in all righteousness, they have works of darkness.
You know,
a Catholic to be on Mary, they have a reason for that.
Mary
not tell them anything that corrects this thing, for they are not with them forever. Jesus
meant,
say, I will be with you with all days.
The
Catholics never speak all days.
I've
never heard him rebuke them that those who did is wrong. But what kind of father is in the house who cannot chastise and rebuke his children?
He
does not love them.
Means
that is a false religion. I speak truth.
You
need to get angered. The religion of your grandfathers.
Have
to live with your heart, not with your grandfathers and mothers. Those who have said, that is a false prophet.
He
speaks truth like that.
Your works
are dead. You don't come, won't come in this light to shine your way. Don't hear it shine. It's a great condemnation.
For you deny
the son, you deny the father. I will not finish it well, because we're just passing through briefly.
You know,
you deny the son, even his father. That's the one true God. You don't have a relationship.
You
remain, you do not have God in the world. Because Ephesians chapter 2, he said, before we never had God,
Jesus
alone was able to bring him to us. After you deny him, you do not have God still. Them alone who believe,
he gave
power, become children of him.
It's possible
not a child not counted in that group. Now it's a great condemnation.
You
probably deny the father. You
probably
deny the son.
You probably
deny the Holy Spirit. Now on the other day of judgment, the second judgment, as resurrection is of two, even judgment is of two. Eternal judgment, it has two. Deny Jesus, you are already condemned. You have condemned forever.
ato ino kujia kujia
jime. You have to come on the judgment day.
Fena tulabike mkubeira
wako. All appear in his presence.
Ato salile.
He judges us.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus much.
Eh. Umajima kuli secho kubide sura ya kuta.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
Kutani kando zilu wakuna yingira wa shagama.
From verse 4.
Eh, wakuna. Eh, katusome tulabi.
Let's read, we see.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
Kubanga ffe ffenna kitugwanira okulabisibwa Kristo w'alisalira emisango. Buli muntu awo bibi yakola mu mubiri nga bwe yakola oba birungi oba bibi.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may be recompensed for the things done in his body, according to what he has done, whether it be good or bad. Yes.
We
all on the judgment, we are to go there. We shall go to the chief judge in the Jerusalem of heaven. Hebrews 12. Verse 22. Up to 23. Unto the chief judge, the living God, on the day of judgment, he should prepare the good or the bad. That is called the eternal judgment. Where you will be cast, you have been sinning. It's called the lake of fire, the everlasting death.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. But those are what I can tell you in the brief. But those foundations are important.
They're
what should enter us to become disciples and we be getting baptized. The sixth foundation, being laid on of hands.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. Being laid on of hands. To be laid on of hands. According to Hebrews chapter 6 in the verse
2.
Let's read, we see. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 2.
Okuyigiriza okukubatiza n'okuteeka ke mikono n'okuzukira kwabafu n'omusango ogutagwawo.
Of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
Hey.
Yes. While laying on of hands is the last
in
foundation of any born again Christian. He said that do not be hastened to lay hands on people. The last when someone has been sanctified,
so
please move in all prayers. All prayers are in the laying on of hands. And then you'll be taught how they pray.
Right there,
we've gotten a disciple. Foundation of laying on of hands.
You
know, still is the foundation of prayer. Let's read in the
Timoseo ekisooka esuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ebbiri.
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22.
Toyanguyirizanga kussaako mikono ku muntu yenna, so tosanga kimu n'ebibi by'abantu abalala. Weekuume, obeerenga mulongoofu.
Lay hands hastily on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep yourself pure. Yes. We don't hasty. The other foundations are the first. But born again, they just confess salvation. They pray for a vile person on the road. And they babble the tongues on them. And they collect every filth from that person and evils. And they keep falling. Have you seen trouble? That foundation is sickness. You cannot make it the first.
And best.
For I stretch the hand now. Nothing you can do on me. That you pack demons in upon yourself. I have rooted myself. All foundations have held them. What are you going to do?
etwanguyiriza kusako
mikono. We are not hasty at laying hands.
Musingi guno gwo kusako mukono.
Foundation of laying hands.
Gwe guli mwesala zonna.
It's what involves all prayers.
Gwe guli mwesala zonna.
It's what holds all prayers.
Kubanga mukusibwako emikono.
We go through laying on of hands.
Tuwe bwebira.
We are given gifts. Yes.
Tuwe bwebira muli mwo kusaba.
You are given gifts, this prayer.
Prayers zonna
zingibwo. Prayers are wrapped up in there. Let's read with him.
Timotheo ekyokubiri esuula esooka n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6.
Kyenva nkujjukiza okuseesanga ekirabo kya Katonda ekiri mu ggwe olw'okuteekebwako emikono gyange.
Therefore, I remind you that you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the laying on of my hands. Yes.
Kusaka emikono
kw'ekyo
omanyiri bakisoma. Amadini gasoma okusaka emikono.
They just study about laying on hands. Look, those they lay hands on and those who lay. Other foundations, what did they do to them? I don't know whether
they
get which gifts this they pray for. But my God, you two, you shame us so much that you all are Christians. That's why we separated the thin thing.
The born again Christians.
Abalokole abazaidwa omulundi ogwokubiri.
Abakristaya
abazaidwa omulundi ogwokubiri.
Waukanako nabali ba Kristaya bali
neke. Far with the Christians
who are
end on the way.
Yes, you have as we
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
Onengede bulunji bwe kunyonyota
okubwo. Have you seen me well how I've explained there by the Spirit? Now it is like this.
Okushibaka emikono kuno kudinde mwesala zonna.
Laying on of hands is filled in all prayers.
Tuli twagala nyisala yokuwebwa.
Now we love most the prayer to be given.
Ndi tumanyi mukono chikwa tuina na uwanika.
Don't know which hand we should raise and lift.
Eh.
Yes.
Esale yokuwebwa.
Prayer to be given.
Tuwanika right hand.
We raise up the right hand. You must be knowing all that.
It's the right hand of blessing.
For
the right hand of
fellowship. You don't know those.
Find
one again, play a blessing and they are with the left hand.
Those
who stand on the left, they be cast. The left, they be cast. You don't know that. Move just to pray. You reach to Christ and you pray blessings with mixed up prayers.
My
God.
If
you find born again,
what
they find in life rise up.
We
don't know lay hand sweat it means.
Wanji,
are we together?
So ko yogereko ni mugamo mugame na
ye. Let me brother tell them about.
Uaita mukamoli.
You pass through the
ngoingira oburokozi.
Ventilator as you enter salvation.
Wange waita wa.
Where did you pass?
Kabati somere kuwa no mchama deka tulabe.
Let's read in Deuteronomy we see.
Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 11.
Awo Musa n'akuutira abantu ku lunaku olwo ng'ayogera. Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri munsonyiweko. Ekyamateeka olw'okubiri essuula ey'ekkumi n'emu
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 29.
Aolituuka mukama katonda wo bwali kuyingiza mu nsi jogendo okujiria oliteeka omukisa gwo ku lusozi Gerizimu n'okukolimirwa ako ku lusozi Ebali.
And it shall come to pass when the Lord your God has brought you into the land where you go to possess it that you shall put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Those mountains we shall see them. One was on the right hand, another on the left hand. Others stood on both hands to
cursing.
Others on the other hand to play a blessing. So we ended when we separated hands.
We have
what we call right hand of fellowship. The hand of a blessing of relation, fellowship with others.
Now
when we pray, prayer to be given, all the time we lift up the hands, but as a sign, you put it though you've removed it. If it involves cursing, we lift this left hand.
It's
a prayer of warfare. Not all the time, but as a sign. All those born again never knows them. They just lift up their hands.
Double hand of surrendering.
Now we have the double hand of surrendering. You both lift them like this.
There,
you surrender.
That
is when you lift them. You've not surrendered, you're not up to anything. You just lift them. Are we together? Foundations, did you hold them while you passed through the way? All those we have to see there. That's why the confessions, you confess salvation. We just tell you, lift up your hands like this. Both of them. You are surrendering. Prayer to forgiveness. We lift them. But
until
they remain there all through. Not. If you feel tired, you can put them down. And then you raise them up again. We most times we preach that hand for you holding the mic for when we are repentancy. For we holding the microphone.
So when
repentance, he lifted the left only one hand. You know, out in the world they say, if in a national anthem is played, if you cannot stand, lift up your hands. Which hand you lift? Any hand, and you cast the nation. Even our body parts, at times we do not know how to use them.
I won't know what way into being in
right. There are many things, my brethren. There are prayers to exchanging. Change the blessing to shift from this one village to another. You cross the hands like this.
If
this city is here, it has a blessing. You cross the hands, the blessing crosses, and the curse goes to them. I see.
What do you?
And to cross the blessing that they don't even see, to stand, follow it up. Cross it to lift up one leg like this. They can't even follow it up.
Even
the cast, you exchange them like that. Touch on another sign, it has what it means. All those born again just passed by that side, that point.
But
main foundation upon which we planted, called the seventh foundation. It's not mentioned there, but it's what governs all. Through which Christ passed, said, teach them all I commanded. For he is the main foundation. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. He says like this.
Abefeso esuli ya makumi abiri nolunyiriri oramako. Abefeso esuli yokubiri nolunyiriri makumi abiri.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20.
Kubanga mwazimbibwa komusingi bebatume nebanabbi. Kristo Yesu yennyini bwali ejjinja eddene ery'okunsonda.
And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yes. Apostle, prophets, and apostles, Christ, the chief cornerstone.
Apostle Paul in the
1 Corinthians chapter 3, he said, he built a laid the foundation, and that foundation is Christ.
And
we who build on it, we have to be careful.
1 Corinthians
chapter 3, verse 10.
Ngechisa cha katonda bwe kiri kye naweebwa. Ng'omukoza w'abazimbi ow'amagezi, nasima omusingi, n'omulala n'azimbako. Naye buli muntu yeekuume nga bw'azimbako.
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. Verse
11.
For no other foundation can a man lay than what is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Verse 12.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Verse 14. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall test every man's work of what sort it is. Yes. That seventh foundation, it is Christ Jesus.
So
he based the other six foundations, makes you a disciple, and you get baptized, and you enter in Christ Jesus. Praise Jesus
much.
And you enter the name of God, the house of God. But when we reach the seventh, go in the other things he told us to teach. As we had Matthew 28, verse 20. After make them disciples, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We teach them all that he commanded us. Let's read, we see. Matthew 28, verse 19.
Go you therefore
and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Verse 20.
Era laba, zendi wamu namwe enaku zonna okutuusa emirembe gino lwe girigwawo.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Yes.
Emisingi giriyo mukaga gisomye waguru.
Six foundations read above of salvation.
Jitu yingiza mukubatizibwa.
They enter us in baptism. They make us disciples. And we get baptized to enter in the house of God.
We
are no more strangers and sojourners.
We
are gotten from the world. In the world's way God, we make them disciples. In those same foundations. And we enter them.
But
are those gotten from the world and the
nations?
They are not passed through the door.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It's
to conduct yourself in the house like a wolf. And acts of stubbornness, yet you say you are of the house of Christ. After you become disciple, that level
will move you,
take you to teach you all that you enter maturity. Yes. Go back in the Hebrews 6 verse 1.
Abebulaniya esura iyo mukaga n'olunyiriro lusoka.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
Kale tuleke okwogera ku bigambo eby'olubereberye ebya Kristo. Tuyitirire okutuuka mu bukulu. Obutateekawo mulundi gwa kubiri musingi. Kwenenye ebikolwa ebifu n'okukkiriza eri Katonda.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Yes. Our foundations are finished. The entire Bible. Have you seen that? That you can reach maturity. No more just give you milk of infants. Now we give you solid food.
Where
we begin is there.
As
you've entered the body of Christ, but you are which part? Are you apostle? Are you a prophet? Are we together? Are you apostle, prophet, a pastor? When you entered the house of God, the holy church of God, the holy ones of God, you entered the body of Christ.
But
when you reached the body of Christ, they gave you which part? You are in there just meandering aimlessly. You see trouble where it is. Perhaps they entered the body, or you wonder what happened there. These things are very interesting. Here we've begun maturity.
We've
begun to mature.
Began,
where is the church? What is the body of Christ?
And
on this body, you are which part? If you are an apostle, you are going to do what? If you are a pastor, you are going to do what? If you are an evangelist, you are going to do what?
Yes, you
praise Amen. Jesus much. Anytime I read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, as we start of the body of Christ, As the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. You are which part on this body? We hear they say body Christ the church, but you are which part? You see how we get you off. We arrest you of wilderness. What I can say, you are hands which are stiffened, you are eyes blinded, you are ears which are deaf, you are the legs dried up, those were apostles on this body. The nose, which no more have sense of smell, everything just coming with goodness, they just get all of them, receive them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
As
shall bring gospel the kingdom of God in his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We move inside. And you don't know where you walk, you don't know where you fall.
Amen. That's
why you are going to explain to us
how
you entered the house of salvation. How did you enter house of salvation? The house of God.
The Holy Church of God, the Holy Ones of God, the body of Christ. I've explained them to you today. You first,
Simon,
you entered in the foundations we've named.
And
then we reach here
maturity.
With maturity.
Then
we ask you, you are which part? After which part? We've understood now.
Explain
you the kingdom of God,
its
righteousness, the kingdom of heaven,
reveals all
heavens in the entire Bible.
Now
you to go,
and
nations begin from there. Right there is where there's that issue. But God can guide you concerning the other foundations, where you will preach, where God will send you, whether in the house or out in the
fields.
These foundations are what it has
been.
Though you preach them in the house, at least they begin from there. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
So those things we have to know them. We have the
field.
The field they tell us.
Yes.
It's the world.
And
we saw they are the seed of the world. Everywhere, wherever you touch.
But
must have preparation of the gospel and its will. Because he says, there we have to sow the word. That God has revealed to you. But don't preach to them as people of the house. Those of the house you find, the foundations are well. It's rare to find them when they are well. In this our generation. Now let me take you to maturity.
I ask you
the body of Christ where they have held.
Study
of gifts building the church. We get it from the buildings. Bring it back within us.
We
check how it was in the Old Testament. What we are changed there in the New Testament.
They
are within the system.
Just if
you are asking the body of Christ, what are you?
And
then we enter in the depth of the church.
We
reach you at the gospel of the kingdom of God. First, get explained the kingdom of God. Get explained the gospel of the kingdom of God. You get explained righteousness of God, the kingdom of heaven. Then begin revealed secrets of heaven. All of them.
Up
above all the heavens. To the everlasting. That's what I've been doing.
For
I not ordered them in their order. Because needed to be given here a little and there a little. For the little time we have. I've been holding the foundation at the same time with maturity. Infant here, I mature you. How have you prepared yourself? That's your preparation of the gospel in the feet.
I went when you
there is the way I can tell
at
you
least
the
at
least must have got more light there.
Hey, wow.
Because maturity takes us to teach all that he commanded us. The entire Bible. As you first handled the body of Christ, how you entered, that is the church. Teaching all things of the church. Involving deacon and bishops. We move to judges. Elders come tell us several things. Teaching priests, musicians. And you get everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I think you've seen what challenges in the house. When God will enable us, we shall handle things of the field. We saw the words. They wait for the words. They are not prepared. They wait to be made disciples.
Where
have you begun on the foundations?
Which
foundation are you going to handle? After we explain campaign revival,
explain
what's revival and the others. We have much to handle. That's why we're going to prepare you very well
in the
department of the church.
You
know how they handle those foundations.
To
know how you enter body of Christ.
To
know how church was in the Old and New Testament. What were changed in it. And the things like those. That's which is there.
Department.
The department of deacons and bishops. Responsible of order. And decency. Even peace. In the church of God. Bishops responsible on the services of God.
Them
to have something to handle.
Is
as more than I've been in it by me as one person. All I had to handle them.
They have
to handle department of judges.
And
I come to teach of the commands, the laws.
And
then I come as elder of church. I reveal secrets of the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the kingdom of heaven, secrets of heaven, in the heavenly journey. I come as a brethren musician. Teaching the worship of God, the spirit and truth. And you come as teaching priests. You reveal the full knowledge of God in his fullness. Have you seen? As priests represent department of angels.
No, so Mr. Kubamarika,
teach of angels.
You come,
they manifest.
No,
and you live there.
You go to
department.
Of
the Holy Spirit. And you teach. Even his works, all of it. My God. Things have been many, brethren. Now we head on to order, which can help us. After there are eight departments of the central government, God is government in the governments of the world. And you teach the natural gifts in the callings, talents. After you teach of the godly politicians, teach of the politics of the economics of God, like 18 departments, 16 departments. As you handle them, handle standard strategies, them two are eight, those total to 24 on behalf of the 24 elders. Those who know all of them. That's the strategy by which we move. Brethren, it's been a great work. And still a great work. You need to be prepared very well. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting in action.
It's
ready to spread out onto the many to fulfill the command of God, to make all nation disciples, as all he commanded us. For this word, they are committed to faithful people who will be able to teach them to others, as in the 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. May God bless you.
Book
of Revelations 1 and the verse 3 and 4. Blessed he who hears these words.
And
bless you as you put in action in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.